The race was won yesterday morning by Lance Mackey. That surprised no one. With 15 dogs, that did. I'm Steve Heimel.
Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
The pack of mushers following Lance Mackey, Sebastian Schnula, and John Baker pulled into Nome this morning. Rarely has there been such a long separation between frontrunners and the rest. Mitch Seavey was the first in. His son Dallas arrived half an hour later, preceded by Sim Smith. Aaron Burmeister was next, and then Jesse Royer. Sim Smith had a strong finish, almost overcoming a 40-minute lead by Seavey on the run from safety to Nome. The Iditarod second-place finisher Sebastian Schnula would have pulled off a Mackey by winning both of North America's 1,000-mile sled dog races back-to-back had it not been for Mackey himself. Mackey was the one who showed there was an advantage to bringing the same dogs to the Iditarod from the Yukon Quest. Schnula has taken the lesson. In only five Iditarod performances, he's gone from 38th in his rookie run in 2005 to second this year. Now, Schnula is saying he wants to leave competitive mushing altogether after next year's Iditarod, giving him only one more chance to continue his upward trend all the way to an Iditarod victory.
I will come back one more time next year, then time will tell, you know. The next level will not be as easy, you know, so time will tell.
Schnula enjoyed two happy reunions at the finish line, one with his father who traveled from Germany for the event, and another with his iPod, which he forgot back at Koyak.
I was like 2 miles down the trail, where I was like, oh, crap. Did I turn around? Nah. Not a good idea. Then I meant to ask at the following checkpoints if anybody could send it, but of course forgot it every single time.
John Baker's Kotzebue team carried him to third place with a powerful run in the second half of the race. It was 20 positions better than last year's finish, but Baker is proud of both runs.
There's nothing wrong with 23rd either. If it's the best you can do, it's the best you can do. And last year I worked harder to be 23rd than I worked this year to be third, so I was kind of proud of 23rd too.
John Baker's team dwindled in the final stages of the race from 14 dogs at Unalakleet to 9 dogs leaving White Mountain. Courtship among his team proved to be a big distraction and lessened any chance of vaulting into second place, but Baker is content with his final position.
They really did a good job. There's a lot of young dogs here. There's only one male. The rest are females. We had so much trouble with females being in heat that we ended up not having many males at the finish, but they sure did well. I'm sure happy with them. Proud of them.
Many race watchers assumed that Baker would thrive in the fierce north winds that caused other teams to hunker down along the coast earlier in the week. And indeed, Baker managed a respectable 7 miles an hour across Norton Bay going from Shaktulik to Koyak.
I had the honor and privilege to be traveling with some other mushers, Jeff King especially. And he runs his team a little bit different, and he wanted to have more of a speed type of finish. So he elected to stay at the shelter cabin there. Before he turned around, he made sure and came and asked me if I had everything I needed and I'd be okay out on my own, you know. And I told him I would just go out and see how it looked. I wasn't sure that I would keep going, but I went 1 mile and then 2 miles and then just we were there. So it worked out well.
This year, mushers had to carry GPS trackers, and their positions were available to the public for a fee on the Trail Committee's website. Mushers were prohibited from checking those positions themselves, but information tended to pass freely to them at checkpoints anyway. Race Marshal Mark Norman figures the tracker's here to stay. He doesn't think the device is a threat to the purity or fairness of the race, and the GPS tracker has already proven to be helpful when race officials are deciding whether or not to launch search and rescue efforts to look for overdue mushers.
Because I can tell if somebody's in trouble if they haven't moved for so long. It allows our Air Force to know where people are. It's safety factor. It's been great for me as an official.
And Nordman says the feedback about the tracker has been overwhelmingly positive.
Support for APRN coverage of Iditarod 2009 comes from Spinard Builders, supplying Devo paints, adding color and life to your home. And by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
This is APRN,